Well, good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Waiting on Matt LaFleur. No news surrounding the fate of Mike Pettine, which I know is the number one question on everyone's minds. Already brought up plenty of times here in the chat. Still waiting. Still don't even know when his season-ending press conference might be. I got to assume it's going to be today. I can't imagine that they would go into the weekend without having this resolved. But who knows, man? You know, the Packers are deliberate. They like to take their sweet, sweet time. And that's what they are doing this week. Maurice Drayton, reportedly going to be elevated to the special teams coordinator role. A surprising move for me. You guys were here yesterday. I said, didn't think Matt would go that route, but he did. Clearly, he values what Drayton brings to the table, and we'll see if he's up to the task. As I joked on Twitter, and as I've told you guys many times, competency is all I'm looking for. That's, you know, you clear that bar, you're good for me, man. It's all good. TKM, you're at your post. Glad to hear it, buddy. How soon can we expect news on Pettine? Now, I got to imagine today, Justin, but who knows, man? The Matt LaFleur's counterpart in championship game misery, Sean McDermott of the Bills, held his press conference on Tuesday. It is now Friday. Still not a word from LaFleur. So who knows, man? Maybe they'll just keep it going into February at this point. When do we hear from Goot today, too? I don't know, Jimmy. I got to imagine he was most likely down in Mobile this week for the Senior Bowl, although a good chance he's probably either on his way back or back in Green Bay today. There's no sure thing we'll even hear from Gutekunst. LaFleur, I know we'll hear from. I'm not so sure on Gutekunst, although I hope we do. We'll see. We need a Jarrett Bush on special teams. Roy, you're not kidding, man. That one guy. Now, I will say, Oren Burks has really shined in that role as far as one of the few guys who shows up on every special teams unit that he's asked to participate in. I think Dominic Daphne kind of started to come on as the year went on. So I think there are a few pieces there, but it'd be nice to have that one guy who really excels and shines and is your kind of cornerstone on teams, no doubt. Will Jamal Williams be back? It's a possibility. Can't look at my crystal ball yet, but I do think they'll probably let him hit the market. And then if he doesn't find a deal that he's comfortable with or to his liking, then the Packers will say, come on back on a team-friendly deal for 1 year or two. You know, especially in a year where the salary cap will be depressed. You know, what are worse things to do than stay in Green Bay and be productive with Aaron Rodgers? So. Mark, I'm still pissed. Man, I hear you. Now, as I've been advocating for Coach Gray for defense coordinator, I know, Brandy, you've brought that up a few times. And look, he's got coordinator experience, no doubt about it. I don't know, you know, obviously how LaFleur feels about it, what he's looking for. Is he looking for somebody who's been in the league a long time and has that experience, or is he looking for a new, younger coach with some newer ideas? Only LaFleur can answer that. And hopefully we'll start to get some kind of illumination there as this day goes on. TKM, thanks for the super chat. Pappy Fun, thanks for the sanity of this season. Any chance you could get Goody as a guest? Yeah, I've had him on before, so hopefully. Any chance we keep Funchess? Yeah, I think there's a chance. I know a lot of people have kind of already kind of written him off as far as, oh, they're going to bring him back, but because of the salary cap crunch, they're going to cut him. I don't think that's a foregone conclusion. I think that is a possibility, but I don't think it's an automatic thing. I'm very interested to see what he could do in this offense with Aaron Rodgers throwing the football. Big target, red zone target. Sign me up, man. I don't think you just cut that. Sorry, I'm late. First time I made it this week. Janelle, where you been? We've been sitting here all day, haven't we, guys? Like, where's Janelle? What the hell, man? Every day, 10 a.m., we all gather and wait for Janelle. All week, just twiddling our thumbs, man. Just like, Janelle, what the hell? Finally. Thank you, Janelle. Good to see you. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Nags for defensive coordinator. Nobody wants that. Also, what positions do you think we could possibly target in free agency? Almost a given Preston Smith is cut for space. I'm going to keep saying this because people keep saying that. It's not necessarily you got to cut these guys. I know fans are anxious to cut Preston. They're anxious to cut Dean Lowry. I think there's a good chance these guys get asked to take some kind of adjustment on their contracts prior to being just outright cut. Now, it's a possibility. It's a tool in a tool belt, if you will. But, yeah, I don't think it's automatic that they get cut. What we got here? I say Brandy for DC. Whew, baby. That would be something. We'd be blitzing a lot. I know that. We can pay Lindsley and Jones in GameStop stock. That's phenomenal. I like it. Benjamin, thanks for the super chat. Is there any chance we use a franchise tag on Lindsley or Jones? A chance? Sure, but a very, very minimal one. I'd be absolutely shocked. Franchise tag is top five money. And it's guaranteed at signing for a year. I can't imagine they can do that in a year where the salary cap is actually going to go down. Just, I don't know. I doubt it. Philip, thanks for the super chat. Depression, Adam Sandler voice. Come on, Philip, man. Pick it up. Pick it up. I know it's hard. Anyway, we can say King just wasn't as fast as Miller. Tony, no. There are no excuses. No, yes. Yeah, no doubt. Miller's faster. You got to know that as a player. Come on. No. Got to play on top. Got to make sure he stays in front of you. 1,000% no. No excuses. 2021 record. Jay, buddy, love you, but it's like 4 days, 5 days. I got no record predictions yet. Come back. Come back in September, late August. Greg Williams for DC? That'll never happen. Come on. He got fired from the Jets. Come on now. Throwback should be 1955 jerseys. I'd be down for that. I'm all about it. Have we used the fifth-year option on Jair yet? Not yet, but you know they will. Do we get another running back in free agency? I would maybe they pick over like the bargain basement 1 year possible deals. It's a possibility, but I would think they'll probably roll with Dylan and maybe draft a back later in the draft. But maybe, again, I still think they let Jamal test the market and then possibly bring him back. But we'll see. Walter, thanks for the super chat. If we could make only one move, what would you want? Extend Jair, get out ahead of it, and don't have to use the fifth-year option. That's what I want. Any positives to keeping Pettin? Sure, Ben. Continuity, it's always good. Be 3 years in, under the floor. You saw how that defense this year really, really improved throughout the season. And you have to think if they could hit the ground running the way they ended the year, not necessarily the Tampa game, but you know, the second half was pretty good. There's a case to be made for continuity, but I do think Pettin's LaFleur's frustrations at times with some of the calls and being somewhat public about it would have me leaning towards he's probably gonna let him go. But like I said, I've said all week, really, I won't be surprised either way. Also, I would make the cornerbacks watch Shakira videos to learn to swing those hips. William, no, next year is year four. Oh, good point. Yeah, I kept thinking he's going into his final year. Morally, he is, but yes, you're right. They don't have to use the fifth-year option until next year. But that's why I'm saying just extend him now. Get out ahead of it. You know, there's precedence for that. I know it's early, but what are you looking for the Packers to get in round one? A good football player. You guys, this is the thing. We always make our shopping lists. Some of us, they need this, they need that, they should take this, they should take that, and then they do anything but all the stuff we were expecting. Man, free yourself. Just get good football players. Add to the talent pool. There are times when need will match up with what's available there, tier-wise, in round one. But more often than not, Gutekunst, much like his predecessor, you know, he's going to look at the best possible long-term investment for as a player, you know. And at this point, I have no clue how that first round is going to fall out, like even remotely. That's why I talk to guys like Mike Renner, because they study this stuff and know a lot more about it than I do. As this offseason goes on, I'll get more acclimated to the draft world, so to speak. Tyler, thank you for the super sticker. Very nice, buddy. Thank you. What about bringing in Richard Sherman on a one-year deal to play along with Jair while the rookie cornerbacks get adjusted? I'd love that. And I think Richard's probably going to want to get paid. Don't know if he, you know, they have that kind of money in Green Bay, but yeah, if they can sell him on, come get a ring with Rodgers, yeah, I'd love that, man. That'd be great. Kevin King was destroyed. Kevin King had a really bad game, no doubt about it. But he also made a number of plays, if you actually go back and watch the tape, which I know no one does. They just look at the bad plays and go, oh, God, he sucks, which I understand. That's what fans do. Totally get it. Dexter is running back 2 doesn't sound nice. Yeah, no, that's not going to – I would be absolutely shocked if they went into 2021 with Dylan as their lead back and Dexter Williams as their number 2. That would blow my mind. Arthur, thanks for the super chat. Watching the Super Bowl when you lose the NFC Championship game is a different level of pain. What did Packer fans do to deserve this 4 times in the last 7 years? Oh, Arthur, I know, buddy. It's hard. We're all getting through it. We're all muscling through. It's all we can do. Any way we can shut off the free agency market for Jones and Lindsley like Robin Hood and buy them back on the cheap? I love this idea. I'm all in. Let's go. Oh, wait. Philip, sorry. I almost missed your super chat. How confident are you that Martin and Barnes can play at an elite level consistently? I think they're, you know, a fun tandem in theory. But you're getting better, you're getting worse. And if there's an opportunity to upgrade there, I don't think the Packers will hesitate, either through the draft or through free agency. And don't count out Kirksey yet. I thought Kirksey, once they moved him to weak side backer, I thought he really came on towards the end of the year. Really nice complimentary piece. I know first half of his season, first of all, really 3/4 of his season were pretty disappointing. But once they found a role for him, and we've heard LaFleur talk about guys embracing roles, I thought Kirksey played pretty darn well down the stretch. So I don't think he's out of the rotation by any stretch of the imagination, but we'll see. Jim Leonard for DC. I get asked about this a lot. I guess it's a possibility, but I would be surprised if LaFleur moved on from Mike Pettine to get a guy who played for Pettine and runs a defense rooted in the same principles as Pettine runs. And plus, that jump from college to the pros as a coordinator, that's a pretty big one. So I would tend to doubt it, but never say never. At least we're not Bears fans. Sandy, keeping it real. I like it. Why did LaFleur decide to go pass heavy in that game? Why would they go against what had been working? G. Taylor, it's one of the things I'd love to ask Mr. LaFleur if and when we ever hear from him. You know, I think he felt that they weren't going to be able to get much going / working on the ground. And you know, NFL Films has him mic'd up saying, you know, let's just spread it out, throw it around, which I think is the worst possible thing they could have done. Throw Bowles the absolute bag, no doubt. I have confidence in A.J. Dillon as running back 1. He can prosper as the lead back. Robin, I totally agree. I think he's going to be a lot of fun. Do you see Green Bay moving on from any of our top 4 or 5 wide receivers? I personally don't, but wanted to know your thoughts. I doubt it. I think, again, you know, you're always moving forward or you're moving back. I think they're going to look to continue to see where they can improve. And there's a possibility in another wide receiver-rich draft that they do take one this year. But if they don't, I think they're going to be good with what they got, continuing to let those guys develop. You know, as we were talking about before, I think Funchess is a possibility to get thrown into the mix. But I think they like what they've got. I like what they've got. So I don't think they'll make any huge moves. But, yeah, I think there's a possibility they draft somebody. But we'll see. For those asking about TSA TV trivia, I have to think. I have not, Corey and I have not had our season ending wrap up meeting for TSA TV yet, but and then planning for the off season. But I gotta think we'll have a word for you on that sometime next week. It won't start up right away, but at some point this off season, we'll be doing some form of trivia slash a daily show in the afternoons. So be on the lookout for that. Also be on the lookout for I'm toying with and probably going to launch sometime soon a nightly show, some kind of a Nagler at Night kind of thing. Nighttime talk show, maybe see if I can get some friends on or just babble into the internet. But lots of stuff coming to Cheesehead TV this off season. Cheesehead TV exit meetings. Exactly. Got to have them. Best Packers game this season? Ooh, that's a good question. My favorite, probably the Tennessee game. Just because everyone thought they were going to get destroyed, and they came out, and it was snowing, and A.J. Dillon ran all over everybody, and Rodgers threw it around the yard, and the defense played really well. So, for me, it's probably the Tennessee game. Amar, what's up, buddy? Thanks for joining. Joining late, please forgive. Here's extra for the Pappy. Thanks, man. Damn, man, still reeling from the game. Thank you for all you, Corey, and Cheesehead do. I rage every time I see anything Bucks-related. What's our biggest need in the DIC? What are the people texting me? Biggest need? Good football players. You know my answer there. Anybody who's followed me for any time knows. I just don't, especially sitting here in late January. Man, let's see how the draft industrial complex shakes out for a little bit, but you know, I think corner is probably an obvious kind of area where they have to augment their talent level. Possibly defensive line. Always good to draft offensive linemen. You know, the normal Packers stuff. All right, guys, I'm going to have to cut it a little short today. I do suspect we'll hear from LaFleur later today. If we do, and if there's any news out of that, I'll probably go live again. So hopefully I'll see you later. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Out.